Exercises 5 and 6, page 165. Speaker 1.
I took an astronomy course when I was in university, so it's not like I'm not interested in outer space. I actually studied history, but I was fascinated by the impact that the constellations had on ancient cultures, particularly the Greeks. I mean, I completely understand their obsession with the universe, as humankind has always been curious about what's out there. But I just don't get space travel. By sending robots into space, we can find out whatever we want. Why spend all the extra money to send humans? I don't get it.
Speaker 2.
My last boyfriend was really into astrology. He was always giving me advice based on where the stars and planets were. Oh, don't go on that trip because your moon is in Cancer and all that stuff. I never really understood any of it, but it's funny. All that talk about stars and planets got me interested in astronomy. I bought this book called Observing the Moon. I figured it was a good place to start. I'm learning what scientists have discovered about it and some fascinating mysteries that are still unsolved.
Speaker 3.
I really love camping and have done it for a long time. I love being out in the countryside and looking at the night sky. My friends and I would scream every time we saw a shooting star. Well, it seemed only natural that if I was going to be spending so much time staring into space, I should get a telescope. I bought a really good one that I take camping with me. Now, I go camping with my friends, and I think I bore them sometimes with my excitement as I find celestial bodies that nobody else can see with the naked eye.
Speaker 4.
My friends and relatives think I'm crazy, but I'd like to save up and take a trip into space someday, although I do realize it is very expensive. I can't think of anything more thrilling than to take a trip away from our planet. You might think it's a bit strange, but I don't actually care much about stars and planets and whatever else is out there. I just want to see our own blue planet. I've read the reports from people who have seen it, and they said it's an incredible sight.
Speaker 5.
I haven't studied it or anything, but I still have a keen interest in astrophysics. I just find it absolutely mind-blowing to think about all the mysteries of the universe that are yet to be understood. I can spend hours watching videos about outer space online. There's this really brilliant scientist, Noel deGrasse Tyler, who has tons of fascinating content. He talks about everything from gravity to black holes, the planets, their moons, stars, galaxies, and so on and so on. I mean, the universe is infinite, after all.